Now in chapter 8, beginning with verse 4, you find him here coming to an altogether different situation. And what we have here is something that is great. In fact, this whole passage, and I'm just going to take these few moments to give this out. Notice verse 9 of chapter 8. The wise men are ashamed, they're dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? And today, may I say this very carefully, that we feel today that if our economy is all right, we are all right. Many folk are beginning to realize today that the economy can be all right and we can be all wrong. And after World War II, we hastened to get the atom bombs together. Oh, we needed to protect ourselves, and rightly so. The Lord Jesus said, a strong man armed keepeth his house. And it was wise. But we forgot that any nation or any church or any individual, they fall from the inside. It's not what happens on the outside, but it's what happens on the inside. And you can't glory today in riches, and you can't glory today in power, and you can't glory today in wisdom. And we have had a brain trust in Washington now too long. We need somebody up there who knows something other than the present godless philosophy. We need somebody who knows God and is willing to stand on his 2 feet and says that he knows God. That's the great need in this country today, is a return to God and the setting aside of our hypocrisy and our sophistication that we are very smart people. We've been to the moon. Who's been to the moon? I haven't and you haven't. And I'm not going. I have a notion you're not going. What good is that going to do you? We don't need to walk on the moon. We need to walk in this nation today in a way that'll glorify God. Oh, my friend today, what a message Jeremiah has. And that message is not being given out. I'm sorry, but it's not. And I guess I'd passed it by. But you see, I'm going through the Bible. This is the value of it. You can't miss any of these. And I'm sorry today that we have to be severe. But after all, God's severe, and we're to give out his word.